Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Happy Friday. Enjoying my Friday. I don't even know if I really want to talk politics anymore. I'm sitting here chatting with my buddy Phil, and we're enjoying ourselves, and I'm watching the U.S. take on Mexico in the World Cup qualifier game in Columbus, and we might be touch on that and the significance of what's going on tonight and that. And you know, but one thing I want to do is I want to stop down from the political thing for a while. And I want everybody to realize that, you know, today is a day that isn't just about no mail and banks are closed or whatever and, you know, kids are off school. Today's an amazing day. It's Veterans Day. It is Veterans Day. And whether you're a veteran or you're not, there's somebody in your family that is. It's, you know, we need to remember because, I mean, my uncle, God bless him, and God rest his soul, he passed away several years ago, and I loved him dearly, and he had a lot of problems, and war was hell on him, and he was in Vietnam, and he struggled tremendously after he came back, and there was a lot of issues, and you know, as a kid growing up and as a person, you know, as you get a little bit older, while you maybe understand some stuff, you don't really understand that, you know, these are a lot of young men and now young women. And by young, I mean, you know, we're talking teenagers to early 20s who set off in a career in the military. And it is a sacrifice. And it is we often forget, you know, we shouldn't forget. And the fact that we have a day that we should remember, it's silly. We say that about all holidays, you know. Valentine's Day shouldn't be the only day you love your wife or your husband. But Veterans Day shouldn't be the only day that we thank people for the service that they provide for us. It shouldn't be the only time that we're, you know, willing to shake hands with somebody who is, you know, 21 years old and maybe from Bozeman, Montana, and he's traveling from your, you know, through your state, and maybe you should, you know, maybe you should pick up the tab or any of these things that you see that are going on out there when you see somebody who's served or not be afraid to say it. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we in this country, one of the big reasons I think we don't quite always pass it on is because there is a embarrassment of, you know, would it feel awkward if I went and shook somebody's hand, whether it's a police officer or a fireman or somebody in the military. And no, don't feel awkward about that. The fact is they have sacrificed so much. Some have given the ultimate sacrifice. Some have given the absolute ultimate sacrifice, which is they have died in the protecting of our country. They have died in the protecting of the beliefs and the ideology we have. And some of them have sacrificed because they've given their lives in different ways to protect our freedoms. And we shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't be afraid to shake hands. We shouldn't be afraid to pass it on. So if you're in the military, God bless you for what you've done for us. Because as I watch everything unfold here tonight and over the last several days, and we don't have coups in this country. We don't have a violent transfer of power. We don't have all these things that we see around the world because you've been able to protect the Constitution and our rights. And we don't say thank you enough. I think in general in life, we rarely say thank you enough for anything that happens. Good, you know, surprisingly good, just from the little things to the big things. We often have a tough time saying thank you. And if you've served, if you're serving now, God bless you for the service. God bless you for all the things that you've done for us in this country and how you've blessed us with the many freedoms that we have and the fact that we're able to enjoy. And you know what? God bless you for the things you do around the world that has nothing to do with protecting our freedoms, but has all to do with protecting humanity and helping humanity when many times it's in its worst it's in the worst possible position, whether it's an earthquake or famine or some of these other things. And we have, in many ways, done so much to help these countries. And it's, you know, there's not enough attaboys and at a girl's, at a person's, to say, you know, thank you. But, you know, God bless you for your service. And hopefully, in the future, the future president will put us in a position where, you know what, we can start, you know, stop doing less militarily things, you know, with the likes of ISIS and whatnot. I mean, that's, you know, that's more hope than anything. And actually, you know, focus on, you know, things here at home and focus on, you know, things humanitarian wise that we could do. So God bless each and every one of you out there. Speaking of protecting. I said today, I don't know if I really want to talk that much politics. And we've kind of stayed a bit away from that. Not that I don't think it's important, because I do think it's absolutely important. I've never not. I think people think because I don't hyper focus on politics. I look at life as life is whatever your life is. And I pick and choose subjects based on the fact that not only do I think they're interesting, some of them are entertaining, some of them are thought-provoking, some of them are things that are issues that many people in the audience who listen may deal with it at some point in time. And that's the way that I pick things. It's not just solely about let's talk about the next 40 years of how Trump's going to govern, and let's talk about the last 8 years and how horrible it was, because that doesn't further our lives and conversation, because it's such minutia in the way that it affects, you know, each and every one of us. And today it was just one of those things where it's like I came on and I'm like, I don't know what I really – I have a lot of things I could talk about when it comes to politics, but I just – but none of it seems right now at this point in time to, you know, what are we going to do? Talk about celebrities? You know, what are we going to do? We can talk about celebrities not leaving. I mean, it's funny to make fun of them because you guys promised us something and then nothing happened. What are we going to do about that? I don't know. Nor do I care. I mean, I don't care if Cher's here. Does anybody care? Like, do you go to bed at night and say to yourself, oh, my God, Barbara Streisand and Jon Stewart are leaving the United States of America? No, you don't. Whoopi Goldberg's not. She said, I'm staying. Nobody asked you to leave, Whoopi. You said you were going to leave. You were a drama queen. You said you were leaving. Those were your words, not ours. Nobody said, you got to leave. I don't know. But, I mean, we could sit here and talk about that stuff all day, and it's just, you know what? I'm over it. It's the weekend. I want to have fun. Like, you know, what are you looking forward to this weekend? What are you looking forward to? How are you digesting all this and saying, what are you going to do? I have a feeling this weekend. We just talked to Scott Carty last hour. I have a feeling that I think the movies are going to do big this week. I think they are. And I think it's because people are looking for an escape. They're looking for an escape. They want out of this. Whether that you think it's a nightmare or whether you're just over the stuff. And that's what I want. I'm looking for. We're moving. I'm excited. I can't wait. We're moving to our new building. I got a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be a great weekend. I want to go see Jack and just have a day where I can just, you know, be dad and have fun. God bless. I listen to a lot of, you know, colleagues in this industry, and it's tough at times because it feels like it's always the same. Like there's nothing new. You're not adding anything new. Let's talk about Trump and his 25 cabinet members he may or may not hire. It's like, it's just nothing to it. Like, Phil, what are you doing this weekend? What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to football.
Oh, God, I am too. In fact, we got our bookie coming on, right? Coming on this hour? Oh, man, I'm looking forward to football too. I'm watching the soccer game right now. I'm watching the U.S. take on Mexico. And, you know, I mean, that's got political implications. It's a World Cup qualifier. But the big political implications are, you know, they're in Columbus, Ohio, a state that went for Trump. Trump's supporters are being called racist and are being calling this, that and the other. And as I watched this thing, you know, I said to myself earlier, it's like, I hope we behave. I hope we do America proud in the way that we act towards the Mexican, you know, players. Because, look, in Mexico, our players are treated just it is disgraceful at times, and it is embarrassing the way that our players are treated. And I hope that we do a better job. I hope we do a better job than that. But, you know, it's not just about, you know, the game tonight, the World Cup qualifier tonight. It's just, you know, there's a bigger political impact that's taking place here. And it's interesting to watch, but it's also a game. And while the political impact may be going on outside of it, I'm watching it because it looks awesome. I'm, you know, I'm a I'm an American. I am rooting for the U.S. to kick ass. That's what I want. Look, there's no doubt both of these teams are going to be playing in the World Cup. But I'm looking forward to just the little things, you know, just like getting to wake up tomorrow before we have to move all the big stuff and watching college football. Like, I'm looking forward to that. And I think all of us need to take a deep breath, relax, resume stuff on Monday where we talk about things. But outside of that, I think it's just time for us to, you know, get back to doing what we do, which is live and be Americans and not have to sit here and watch, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now, people who are angry because they didn't get their way or because of this. I think it's time we move on from that. I think it's time we're smart about that. Get your mind off of it. How many times have you been angry about something and then you went to bed and you woke up the next day and the anger had subsided and you feel a whole lot better? That's what this weekend is. This weekend for America is the time for us to all go to bed, watch some TV, take our mind off stuff, come back Monday morning with a fresher, brighter feeling, and then start to talk about stuff because there's too much emotion right now. Speaking of emotions, you get excited when you get a job?
Yeah.
You get excited when you hire the right person and you know this employee is going to be with me for a long time. This is a person who's going to help build this business, be a part of something, and I'm going to be so I just can't talk about how excited I am to have somebody like this because we all know good employees are hard to find. Right now, if you're hiring and you don't know where to find the best candidate, let me tell you, there is a place that will help you find the best candidate, the perfect hire. If you need to post your job on all of the top sites, you can do that now with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job on 100-plus sites, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. You can find any candidate in any city, industry, nationwide. Just post the job one time, watch them roll in. Qualified candidates. They're going to roll right into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And this is important. You run a business. You own a business. You don't have a lot of time. Time is precious. Time is the most important thing. You don't want to have to be juggling emails and phone calls. No, don't worry about that. You're going to quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, my listeners of the Chad Benson Show can go to ZipRecruiter for free and post your job for free. ZipRecruiter.com/report. Simple and easy. ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. Try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/report. And tell them Chad sent you. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Tis the Chad Benson Show, that's for sure. Did you die today on Facebook? Facebook bug kills users in a terrible error. They didn't actually kill them, but on Facebook they made a you know, one of those remembering. Mark Zuckerberg, by the way, was also one of the ones that was caught out in this. The error on Friday was caused by what they're saying is some sort of bug inside of there. And the message intended to memorialize profiles erroneously appeared on a ton of people's pages. Yes, including Mark Zuckerberg's page. We hope people who love Mark will find comfort in the things others share to remember and celebrate his life. Oh, my God. That is crazy. That's you know, it's one of those things in social media, right? They always ask you, who do you know? Like, have you given somebody your passwords or whatever, Phil, so if something was to ever happen that they could go on and make sure that nobody would go put weird stuff up there?
Nope.
Phil, there's no trust stuff for Phil.
Nope,
like, we don't have a big
all.
Trust. That's a shame. Because I would totally, if anything was to happen to you, man, I am plastering you with all kinds of stuff. You in that Little Bo Peep outfit? Oh, my God.
Aw, yeah.
Aw, yeah, baby. Little Bo Peep Phil.
Look, I have a friend who I've known since I was in fourth grade, and she has pictures of, I'm sure, would be very nice to post on Facebook after I'm gone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just, That's just you ever gone to a funeral with somebody you didn't like? Like it could have been like a great uncle or family member, and like all these people get up there and they say all these amazing things about them, and the entire time you think to yourself, this person was the biggest a-hole in the entire world. Like, don't you wish somebody would just get up there and be honest?
That'd be awesome.
Like, I mean, you know, like, look, you know, Uncle Kent was a jerk. He was a pig. He was a horrible human being. He treated us like crap. Let's be 100% real. Nobody here cares that he's gone. He lived his life horribly. He was just a horrible human being. This is the why we don't really ever want honesty in our world, right? Because, even if a star dies, you know, no matter how bad they are, people get up there and remember all the good things. Like, well, he was, you know, was this or she was that and stuff. It's like, you know, like Leona Helmsley, like the queen of mean. Like, what could people say? Like, she had a lot of money? Like, otherwise from that, she was the worst person ever? You just wish, right? Like, you would just, like, be honest. Like, that's it. Like, I'll get up there and I'll be honest. Look, you guys want the truth? This is just the worst person ever. This person was just nuts. Horrible. Treated us bad. Horrible to the kids. Wanted to put razor blades in the candy for Halloween. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that you just...
That's the kind of stuff they're going to say at my funeral.
Nah. I'll think they'll say Phil. We never really knew a lot about Phil. Phil was a quiet character. I love that, too. When they get it wrong, isn't that even better when they get it wrong? Like, my dad's funeral, they got it so wrong because the pastor was, like, 400 years old and was my dad's pastor as a kid, and he was old then. And he had, like, he said, you know, he survived by his wife, Nancy, or his ex-wife, Nancy, or whatever. And my mom's like, my mom's name is Mary. And his daughter never mentioned me.
Oh.
It talks about all of this stuff. And it was just, like, my mother and I were laughing for 90% of the funeral, because first of all, it was nothing my dad would have ever dreamed of having. And secondly, 90% of what they said just it wasn't even real. It was like, it was sad. They're like, my mom's like, I don't even know if we're at the right funeral. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chad@chadbensonshow.com. We're going to talk sports. We're going to talk numbers. We got our bookie joining us next. So let us make you some money on this Trump-like weekend. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
It is Friday night. We've talked movies, but what happens over the weekend is always fun, too. The NFL is on tap. I love football. Phil loves football. We got college tomorrow, and we've got the NFL on Sunday. Not a lot of great college games this weekend. It's kind of one of those quiet weekends where you only have a couple, you know, top 25 teams battling it out. But the NFL is always exciting. And we have got our picks ready to roll here. Phil, of course, we'll leave your last pick, your favorite pick for last. We know what you're going to pick, but we'll leave it. Let's talk about Chiefs, Panthers, Phil. Who you got, the Chefs or the Cats?
I'm going to take the Cats on this one.
Yeah, I think the Cats are rolling, but there's something about the Chiefs, man. I'm telling you.
Chiefs have not been good to me this year.
They have not been good. They don't like you. They called me. Alex Smith called me and said, there's just something about Phil that I don't like. And I think the Chiefs are going to get this one. Rams, Jets. Wow, talk about a battle of suck.
I'll take the Jets anyway.
Yeah, the battle of suck is real, and this is going to be a real thing. I'm going to go with the Jets on this one as well. Falcons, Eagles, battle of the birds, two teams high-flying, lots of points being scored. I think the Eagles get it back on track this weekend.
Oh no, Falcons all the way, baby.
Yeah. Here's my thing with the Eagles. I'm just, it was the first four games with Carson Wentz, was that an aberration, Or were they really kind of a bad team anyways and we got overhyped and it's really not his fault? But I tell you, I think the Falcons could be a real team this year. I really do. I have it's this weird feeling that they've got a shot at doing something. Texas Jaguars, my Texans right there.
Yeah, I think the Texans on that one.
Dolphins, Chargers this weekend. I'm going to go Chargers on this because I think the Chargers are the best team that doesn't have a winning record.
I'm going to take the Chargers because I want you to be my best friend.
All right. Yeah, this game, we'll talk about this game a little bit. Broncos versus Saints. I think the Saints get the Broncos.
I'll take the Broncos.
Packers, Titans. That's an easy one for me. I think the Titans are due for a win.
I you know, it's funny. I was thinking the same thing, and I normally go with Green Bay.
Let's see here. Bears, Buccaneers. Man, that is ugly. I'm going to go Bears. The Bears.
I'll take the Bucs just to be contrary.
49ers, Cardinals. Cardinals get it back on track. That's a victory that's easy for me on this one.
Yeah, same with me.
And then, of course, your game, Vikings, Redskins. Who you got?
I'm taking the Redskins.
Redskins. I think the Skins get it done this weekend. The Vikings, they can't run. Not only can they not run the ball, they're literally setting records for how bad they, you know, without Adrian Peterson. And I don't know. I mean, I have a sense that that this weekend the Redskins are going to get it done. And then, of course, the big game on Sunday night is the Seahawks and the Patriots. And I think the Patriots are going to win, not only because I'm a Patriot fan, but it's another reason I think they're going to win. It's Seahawks. There's some injuries. They're struggling a little bit. They have to go across country after playing on a short week Monday night. You've got to go, you know, to the East Coast. You look back, teams from the West Coast don't fare very well when they travel out East. And I think that it's going to be I think the Patriots are on. I think they're on a destruction. I think they're on a destruction tour. I really do. Monday night, Bengals, Giants. I'm going to go with the, even though I'm a huge Bengals fan, this is a weird year where I believe the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl just because the Patriots are so good.
The Giants
I don't know
are
what,
probably going to win that game, but I'm going to take the Bengals just because of the Giants.
It's just weird. It's like, I think the Patriots are the best team in football. That's why I believe the Giants are going to win the Super Bowl. That's the way, I mean, that's how weird that this is.
And you skipped one game.
Last night's game?
No, Cowboys Steelers.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to talk about that one. Last night's game, by the way, was stinker. If the NFL really wants to know why their ratings are down, don't give me 0-8 or 0-9 Browns versus the 4-4 Ravens. Don't give me that. That is crap. That's why it's
down.
It starts in the 10th to the 11th week. But I don't think it flexes for Thursday nights.
I was going to say, you know, you want to try to like say, well, you know, we're going to play Sunday, but teams playing on Thursday are awful, so we're just going to throw you in there.
I don't think you flex on, you can't flex, you can flex on at the night games, but you can't flex on Thursday nights. So,
yeah.
But Cowboys Steelers. Now, Cowboys are in a position where if you would ask them, 5 months ago or 4 months ago when Tony Romo went down or whenever he broke for the 85th time, if you would have asked him then, Cowboys, you're going to have a third string quarterback who, by the way, you really weren't thrilled by taking, you know, what do you guys think you're going to be? If they would have said 7-1 and Dak Prescott is not only playing great, he is not only going to probably be he and Ezekiel Elliott, his running mate, the other rookie, are going to battle out for rookie of the year, maybe MVP honors, which is frightening, but you guys have, your defense has played out of its mind, and now you play Pittsburgh. And now Tony Romo's healthy. That's like the greatest thing to have. And I'm telling you, man, this is the weekend where I think the Cowboys go out there and they flex their muscles and they do it in Pittsburgh. And people go, all right, you know what? I'm going to start installing them as one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
I'll tell you what, I think that's going to be the best game of the weekend.
You know what's weird? Dude, is the NFL's dream the Cowboys and the Patriots?
Well, maybe.
Maybe. Or is it the Cowboys and the Redskins?
No, it's certainly not.
I mean, is it the Patriots and the Redskins?
I'll take the Patriots and the Redskins.
I know you will.
And I'll tell you what, the Redskins will lose, and they will lose by a lot.
Okay, so if they lose, Phil, are you going to take to the streets?
No, because it's just a football game.
Ah, so you're not going to take the streets and destroy stuff.
I don't get all of that.
I don't either. I don't get it. I was watching it earlier, and I'm watching the soccer game now. I'm watching the U.S. versus Mexico, and the U.S. goalie just got hurt, and he just tried to stay in. He made one save, and this is so weird. It's like, you know, he took a kick, and he looks like he tore his groin, and he tried to stay in, and he just looked at the, nah, I got to come off. And it's watching this game tonight, you know, Mexico and the U.S. are playing in the World Cup qualifier. It is, I don't think people realize that it is, you know, this is, sports can transcend politics. 1980s, we saw it. We saw it with Jesse Owens going over and taking on, you know, the likes of Hitler's, you know, Reich and you know, really the anti-Semitism and the Aryan-ness and really destroying and blowing out of the water the, you know, the Aryans are the dominant, most, you know, incredible athletes and humans on earth. And we've seen it with the 1980s with the U.S. and Russia and boycotting and then subsequently, you know, the Winter Olympics and our team beaten just 2 weeks earlier by like a 10-1 margin goes and completes the biggest upset in history of maybe the history of sports as far as, you know, an amateur team, you know, and that's what we were taking on professionals. And that's what Russia was. And tonight is one of those things where the United States takes on Mexico. It's in Columbus, a state that Trump won. People are pointing fingers here and pointing fingers there about what kind of night is it going to be for the U.S. Fans? Are they going to be welcoming of the Mexican national team? And by that, I mean not hissing and booing when their anthems play, as they do with us when we're down in Mexico City. Are they going to be chanting, you know, go home or build a wall? I hope not. I hope we're better than the kind of things that I've seen out there. I don't know if that's, you know, because you always get that person who gets a few pops in them. And they're idiots. They get a few drinks in them, and they, for whatever reason, have zero. Like, they couldn't stop themselves. And I hope not, though. I hope we're better than this. But it does transcend tonight. And politics is, you know, it's a crazy thing. It really is. And this week we have seen the surprising, maybe the most surprising election, well, definitely in my lifetime. It is. Could you think of another election, Phil, in your lifetime?
No, nothing like this.
No, nothing. No, I can think of nothing in my life. My 45 years, I have thought, you know, and I look back from the time I was about 15 when I really was getting into politics. I could think of no other election or anything that has been this surprising. And it is beyond surprising. But also what's been surprising is the reaction by people and the way that we have, I think, embarrassed ourselves on numerous occasions over the last several days. It's great to go out and protest. Absolutely. Have your voice heard. But it's the whininess of the protesters and the fact that they don't really have anything they stand for other than they just don't like Donald Trump. And he is whatever, fill in the, you know, whatever hate thing that you think he is. And that to me is it drives me crazy. It does. And I hope we as a nation take a deep breath this weekend. I hope we as a nation, you know, take our foot off the pedal of anger and we start looking around and going, okay, well, you know what? All right. You know, this is what you wanted, America. This is what you got. Now let's see what you can do with it. Let's see if you've got something out there that you can do with it. But watching this game tonight, I just hope that we as a nation behave ourselves and don't do anything asinine and stupid. But you can't, you know. When you're talking large groups of people, that's not always a guarantee. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, chad@chadbensonshow.com. We will wrap it up when we come back. I'll take it, wrap it up.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Wrap it up. Phil and I, we're trying to think to ourselves while we're at break, is what, if there anything in the world that we are so angry about as to get off of our ass and to actually go outdoors and to walk with a bunch of other people who happen to have the same anger towards an issue and to march with them in a very long line to someplace and then figure out how we get back to where we started from. And I could think of nothing.
I got nothing.
No. So, but that's part of our you know, that's part of our not so much white privilege, you know. I mean, there's, I always tell everybody, privilege to me, when people talk about white privilege, privilege is like, you know, the queen and king and you know, the princes, those are, that's privileged, you know. But like privilege, when they talk about it sometimes, I can't walk into a place and just steal something or just, and it, that's what I look at as privilege. You know, that's what, that's, you know, I, nah, no. Now, in saying that though, there are bonuses to being white. And one of which is we don't have to march for all kinds of crap. Bonuses to being a man, because we don't have to march for all kinds of crap. Bonuses to being straight, because we don't have to march for all kinds of crap. And we really do have it good.
It's a bonus to being lazy, because I don't march for anything.
Yeah, that's it. Like the sloth march would be awesome. What are you guys doing? Nothing.
My protest will be on one of those Walmart scooters.
That'd be awesome. Wouldn't it be great? With an oxygen tank?
Yeah.
I love those people who smoke and they have an oxygen tank. That to me, and they're on those Walmart scooters. You're like, you have done everything in your power to kill yourself. Like, this is it. You're 400 pounds. You're not handicapped because you've got MS or because you've got some debilitating disease. You're handicapped because you've nutritionally overachieved to the point that the bone structure that you have can no longer keep up with the girth of your giant ass. So to get from point A to point B, you not only need a scooter, you also need oxygen, because just the basic movement is robbing you of breath. And on top of that, you choose to smoke. That, to me, is like, that is the trifecta of stupidity. That is the trifecta of stupidity. And every one of us has seen some of those people. You may have one in your family. Yeah, we've all seen those people, right? At Walmart. And you're there and you see them and they're zipping along in the little rascal. And you're just thinking to yourself, I got to take a picture of you. I have to take a picture of you because people don't believe it. But it's there. It's like, how do you get the, like, I've always wondered, like, you ever watch those shows where people are like 800 pounds and like so big they haven't been in the house in like 3 years?
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, how do you get to that point in your life? Like, how do you get to the point where you are so big that you cannot leave a room in your house? People have to help you bathe, because if you can't move, the fact that somebody's enabling you to be that big, and that's what it is, because somebody is feeding you. I saw this one time where this guy was like 600 or 700 pounds. He was massive, and he would have people go, he would call like takeout places, and he could move enough to where he could maneuver to a window, and he had like a bucket, and he would put the money in the bucket, and he would shimmy it down, and then he would pull it back up to him.
That just creeps me out.
It's, ah! Like, I feel like I need to lose like 25 pounds, and I feel disgusting sometimes because I feel like, oh, man, I ate too much food last night. I could not imagine that.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine that either.
No, it's like, I just, like, that's having zero respect for yourself.
And I can't afford to eat that much.
No, that's the other thing. It's like, where, so you can't work, but then they get disability. Like, to me, you're not disabled. Oh, my God. It's, oh, I that's my reality TV right there. I will flip around. Two things, I can't watch Hoarders, because Hoarders makes me sick. Hoarders make me sick.
I have a friend who cleans out those places.
It makes me, it's gross. It makes me sick, because there's just, like, they find, like, dead animals and stuff that, like, stuff that was pets. Like that. And, but the fat, the large people, the nutritionally overachieving, what do you call them? You call them overweight? I mean, I think you pass overweight when you're freaking, you can't see your feet. Like, and not only can you not see your feet, you can't see your feet because your ankles and legs are so big. They're the same size as your feet. Like, you passed over, you know. I just don't know. And, like, I mean, think about this. You're so heavy that you can't even get the surgery to lose weight because they don't think you'll survive it. Like, if that's not a wake-up call, then what is?
What are they going to do with all that extra skin?
Oh, God only knows. It's just creepy, though. It is really creepy. It is. Folks, it is Friday. I want you to take a deep breath. I know many of you are excited about the fact that Trump won. Some of you are, you know, you could care less. It doesn't mean anything. And there are a lot of you out there that weren't a fan of Trump and have some nervous reservations. I want you to take a deep, deep breath. This country is like so strong, like the greatest idea in the history of mankind, the greatest concept. Our founding fathers put us together in such a way that even with poor leadership, and I don't know what his leadership's going to be like. He could be a great leader. But even if he isn't the leader that a lot of people hope he is, we as a nation will survive this. The whining, the moaning, the bitching, the crying. If you want to do something to further it, start thinking about midterms in 2 years and start thinking about how you can be part of the solution that you think needs to be out there and get out there and work on getting people elected that you think will help the nation the way you think it needs to be helped. But let's give the man a try. Let's give the man the opportunity to show the actions that he thinks are going to make this country better before we damn him. Solid fun week, as always. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. For John, for Anthony, my name is Chad Benson. I wish you all a safe, fun, and amazing weekend. We'll be back here Monday. Night, night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.